what the markets are doing this morning. As I said earlier, we are speaking to the Provincial Education Department. We have the spokesperson, Mr. Gerald Sambo. Mr. Sambo, a good morning to you. It's so sad that we speak to you this morning and we talk about Labanfana Labalaba Sesibhedlela, the 24 pupils were hospitalized after allegedly eating spaza shop snacks. Do you perhaps have an update on these little ones?
Good morning to you, JT, and good morning to all the listeners of Rise FM. Yes, we can confirm that all the learners were released to the 12 of their parents yesterday. And today, the MEC will visit the school at 11 o'clock just to provide that support, but to also talk to the school's SGB, the SMT, and the school community at large to actually urge them to be vigilant and monitor what these children eat, whether it be at school or outside the school premises. And as we visited the hospital yesterday, we saw some of the children and the nurses and the doctors who were actually giving that medical attention to these children. They were so confident that all the learners are in a good condition and in mean, stable condition, and they will be definitely released home after they've received the necessary treatment. And we spoke to the treasurer of the SGB of the school, who was at the hospital with the parents and the educators late last night, and she indicated that indeed that all the learners were released and are now at home. And we'll also be accompanied by our colleagues from the Inclusive Education Directorate, mm-hmm. who are also going to render psychosocial support to those who might be greatly affected, especially psychologically, up until they're able to come to terms with what has happened. And we continue as a department to urge even those who sell, these things to the children, to actually make sure that they do not sell expired goods or goods that will end up affecting our learners, but let them sell goods that can be consumed by humans, because it's something that is worrisome. Remember, last week already we had an incident in one of our schools at Marahi Secondary School around Verena, where about 21 learners were also rushed to hospital due to what is alleged to archer that they've procured from one of the street vendors. Mm. So it is very much important to make sure that, yes, you want to run a business, but run a proper business that will not actually affect, our children, but also the community. But what we can also indicate from the side of the department is that we'll also rely on the report that we'll receive from the Department of Health that will actually indicate what causes, these children to get sick. But if you can remember, JT, in Gauteng, we had quite a number of children who were affected. And when you listen to what is actually the cause, it's mostly what they procured from one of these, outlets. And it therefore says we need to have that multi-sectoral collaboration to try and keep this from happening. And we will actually plead with our sister department, the Department of Economic Development, that regulates these puzzle shops, but also the Department of Health through their health inspectors to actually try and come up with a campaign that will look into what is sold in the communities, not only to our children, but to the members of the community. Because in our rural communities, these community members rely in most of this shop that sell food and many other utensils to them. And it therefore says we need to start to go into the ground and see the quality of what is sold to our people, because we end up having a community that is greatly affected by diseases that we don't know what causes such diseases. So it's very important that we do not only look at this as something that is affecting the learners, but it's something that is affecting the whole community. We will be at Matsulu today to monitor the situation. If we find space, we'll come to this station and give our community feedback on the status of the learners and what is the course of action that is going to be taken for. The MEC will be leading all of us to visit the school to provide that necessary support, but to also talk to the school community and urge them to remain vigilant and try by all means to monitor the movement and what our children eat at the end of the day.
Great. Mr. Sambo, thank you so much for speaking to us. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, JT, for this opportunity, and thank you so much to the Rise FM. May you all have a wonderful Friday and a beautiful weekend ahead. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, as you heard, that's a provincial education department spokesperson, Mr. Gerald Sambo. And I'm so relieved, Gogosibanfana, Bapumile Bagatle. And at least, man, yeah, at least there's that sigh of relief. Then we should let this go. So all the departments, the parents, the schools, the entire community, we need to work together to make sure we're going to get into it.